the rain. So we are holding Chof Ches Omid Beis. And we're holding by the story about exactly halfway down the page. Ukishchala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. First it's on the page, Ha'olam Haba, literally halfway down. Ha'olam Haba. Got it?
Yeah.
Ukishchala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, Nichnasu Talmid of his students entered Labakrei to visit him. Kevin Shira Isam, once he saw them. Good morning, good morning. Kevin Shira Isam, once he saw them. We just started his chalivkos. They started to cry. Amrul Tamidav, his student said to him, he started to cry. Ner Yisrael, the light of Klal Yisrael. Amud Hayamini. Good morning, good morning, Rabbi. Good morning, Rabbi. Amud Hayamini, the right beam. We just got on the way. Patish HaChazak, the strong hammer. Good morning, good morning. Mipnei ma ata beicha, why are you crying? Ilu lefnei melech basav adam, hayom alichin I see. If they were bringing me in front of a king, a regular human flesh and blood king. Shahayoim kanu machar bekever. Today he's here, tomorrow he's in the grave. Nevertheless, and even if, she'im koyas alai, even if he gets upset at me, in ka'as so yikas alim, his anger will not last forever. V'im oisurani, if he puts me away, in isurei isurelim, the jail is not forever. Im if he kills me, v'im mimisani, in misos imisos alim, the misos is not forever. We're holding halfway down, chav ches mabez. V'im yach and if you're and technically you could go ahead and say something smart and get out and to bribe him to get out. And nevertheless, so you see, people are terrified to the point of tears. But now that they're taking me in front of Hashem, that he's going to last forever. And if he gets angry, his anger is going to last forever. And if he answers me,
why
is
that? You know,
his
kas is going to last forever.
It could. His kas could last forever.
It could, yeah, but it's not.
Well, it could. That's what he's saying. It's a much more powerful thing to be scared of. And if he puts me away, he could put me away forever. I am unable to say something smart and get out of it if I deserve a punishment. I can't bribe him anyway. Not only that, there's two paths in front of me. One for Gan Eden, one for Gehenim. I don't know which one they're going to take me on. Not sure that added to the point. I shouldn't cry. So, very strange. I'm saying he was one of the ones at Tanoim. Amrulay Talmidav. Amrulay, they said to him, Rabbeinu, Barchenu, can you bless us? Amrulahem, he says, a famous Gemara, you should have the fear of heaven on you like the fear of people. Amrulay Talmidav, Ad Khan, that's it? But shouldn't we fear Hashem more than we fear people? And Amrulahem, ha, halavai, ulavai, halavai, you should have it that strong. Teidu, and I'll prove it to you, because kisha adam over aver, when a person sins, he looks around, making sure nobody's watching him. Omer shalo yira'inei adam. He makes sure people don't see me. But at that point, he obviously doesn't really believe that Hashem is watching him. Person sins, he makes sure he looks this way, looks that way, before he does whatever his sin is. B'shas piti rasa, when he was actually dying, Omer lehem penu kelim mipnei hatuma. He said, clear out the kelim, clear out this house from all of the chairs and plates and everything like that, because I don't want them to contract tumah, because I'm going to be dead in a second. Ve'echinu, and then he said, oh, and prepare kisei, a chair, l'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda, Sheba, l'chizkiyahu, the king, he's coming to greet me. So I guess give him a chair. So I guess we can assume that he went to the right path, if Chizkiyahu is greeting him. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'chol yom v'yom mispal adam shemayne esrei, a person should daven shemayne esrei every single day. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, me'ein shemayne esrei.
I have a question on that. When David Hamelch, they asked him what punishment he wants.
Yeah.
He said he wants to go with God.
Okay, yeah.
And now we're saying if you go with God, God doesn't, you can't bribe him. So,
but that's a punishment.
The other way.
That's a punishment. I don't hear the question, but we got to do 2.5 lot today. So I think this is a fairly distinct difference, but okay. So we'll go on a bit. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Akiva Omer Im Shagura Tfilasei Bepiv Mispal Shemana Esrei Ve'im Lav Me'ein Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Akiva says, if you're generally used to davening, then you know the tefillas, so then you should daven the full Shemana Esrei. Ve'im Lav, and if not, Me'ein Shemana Esrei. Something like the Shemana Esrei. We're holding Chav Chesed Beis towards the bottom. Rabbi Lazar, Omer Ha'ezut Tfilasei Keva Ein Tfilasei Tachanunim. If somebody makes his... The Gemara is going to say exactly what the tefillah is. That's Me'ein Shemana Esrei. It's a much shorter version. Gemara, back then they didn't have Sidurim. They didn't have anything. So either you knew the Shemana Esrei or you didn't. So that's what this last opinion was. If you know it, then you should say it. But if not, then you get away with the smaller one. Rabbi Lazar, Omer Ha'ezut Tfilasei Keva Ein Tfilasei Tachanunim. If somebody makes his tefillah Keva, and the Gemara will discuss exactly what that means, then his tefillah will not be tachanunim, Kipshuta accepted. But we'll wait for the Gemara to see. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Ha'ilich B'makam Sakana. If somebody goes B'makam Sakana, Mispal tefillah Kitzara. He should daven a short tefillah. And the Gemara will say, what's the difference between this and Me'en Shemana Esrei? V'omer, he should say the following. Hashem Hashem Asamecha, Hashem should save his nation, Es She'eris Yisrael, B'chol Parashat Sa'ibor. The Gemara will discuss what that line means. Yutzar Chechem Lefanecha. Basically, it means even they're making you angry, nevertheless, you should still care for their needs. Baruch atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. And the Gemara will discuss what the difference is. Hayah Reichav Alachamar, if somebody's riding on a donkey, Yoyred, he should go down, but he shouldn't daven while on the road. The Im'ein Yachal Leirid, and if he's not able to go down, so then Yachzer is Panav, he should try to turn his face towards Yerushalayim as he travels. The Im'ein Yachal, and if he's not able to, because try driving at 80 down the 94, and with your face turned backwards because you want to face Yerushalayim, at least you should concentrate to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If a person is going on a Svina, a boat, a Ba'azda, Rashi brings two explanations, either a raft or in jail, or perhaps, it doesn't really specify, but perhaps it means, you know, where you put the head in those, you put your head in those, in those clamping things, and they don't allow you to turn around. So Yechavan is Libe Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He should, instead of, since he can't turn, he should go ahead and focus on Kodesh HaKadoshim. Davin Shemana Esrei. So if a person, let's say a person's in the middle of nowhere, he stopped at a rest stop, and he doesn't have a compass, and he asks somebody which way is north, and they look at him like he's some Boy Scout. So he says, instead, he should just daven anyway, go to a wall, daven to the wall, and hope that he's, and think about Eretz Yisrael, rather than, actually, you don't have to spend too much time figuring it out. Hani Shmoyne Esrei Keneged Mi. These Shmoyne Esrei, 18 brachas that we say, who do they and what do they correspond to? Why did Chazal institute 18 brachas? Amar Rav Hillel, Braid Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Keneged Yudches Azkaris. It was corresponding to the 18 names of Hashem that are in the Tehillim, Sha'amar David, Behavu La Hashem B'nei Elim, the Tehillim of, that we say, Tehillim Chavtes. Mizmor David, Havu La Hashem B'nei Elim, Havu La Hashem Kavod V'Oz, Havu La Hashem Kavod Shema Yishtach, Havu La Hashem B'Hadad Kredesh, which we say by Lechun, I don't know. So those 18 Hashems, they made 18 brachas. Can I get it? It's interesting. Like, these things are very, very, you know, Kabbalistic and deep. And when we say these tehillah by Lechun Rana, we don't think like there's 18 Hashems, and because of that, they instituted 18. You know, there's a lot of deep things here. Rabbi Yosef Amar Keneged Yudches Azkar Shabbat Kriya Shema, corresponding to the 18 names of Hashem in Kriya Shema. And Amar of Tanchamam Rabbi Shubin Levi Keneged Shmoyne Esrei Chulia Shabashedra, corresponding to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Amar of Tanchamam Rabbi Shubin Levi Hamispal Tzorach Sheyichra Ad Sheyispakaku Kol Chulia Shabashedra. When somebody's davening and he gets up to Maidim, he should lean over until all the vertebrae in the spine are extended. So somebody who is at least thin, you could run your hand, the curve should be somebody who's thin, you should run your hand along the back and you'll be able to feel all the bumps. Ula Amar Ad Kedei Sheyira Isser Keneged Libay. Ula says, now the way I'm understanding, Rashi, tell me if they say it slightly different, but when you lean over somebody who has, when you lean over, the bulges in the skin on the stomach should make one bulge and another bulge, and in between the two, it should be deep enough that in between the two bulges, you can put an Isser coin. How big is an Isser coin? I don't know. So there goes our formula. But it should be at least two bulges, so you should have some sort of, now, some people have two bulges even if they're not leaning over. I don't know, I don't know exactly how deep it is. I will tell you that I know Rabbi Zucker goes very, very deep down. Rabbi Chanina Amar Kevin Shenanea Roishoy. Once you don't have to Kevin Shenanea Roishoy. Once you just shake your head, that's Shuv Einitzar. That's the minimum requirement, and you don't need to do any more. Amarava, however, that specifically Vehudim Mitzayer Nafshei. That is if he is. It shows that he would like to do more, but he can't. In other words, just shaking your head, looking as if you're about to sneeze, doesn't mean anything. But it shows Mitzayer Nafshei. It shows that he's trying to do it, but he can't do anymore. Mitzi Kamandikar. It looks like he's bowing. Frankly, the Gemara asks, how many times do you say this is 18? Tishari Avion. Count them, they're 19. Amar Rabbi Levi, really, the original Chazal set up that there was only 18 brachas. Berachas HaTzedukim, however, V'lam al-Shinim, the bracha against the Tzedukim, was instituted by the Tanoim, B'yavne Teknua, after Anshe Knesset Gedolah finished. Anshe Knesset Gedolah were the ones who set up during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. They are the ones who set up the davening with the 18 brachas. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Tanoim in Yavne set up the extra bracha, number 19 of the Lama Al-Shinim. Keneged Mita Tiknua. Well, you just told me that the 18 were connected to the names of Hashem, so why did they add on? So Amar Rav Levi, according to Rav Hillel, Braid Rav Yishmuel Bar Nachmei, it's connected Kel HaKovot. It says Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, 18 times. But we're counting the Kel in that first tefillah, in that first mizmar. According to Rabbi Yosef, who says that it's the 18 Hashems in Kriya Shema, it's connected, it corresponds to the Echad Shebe Kriya Shema, the word Echad, which references Hashem.
Why does that have to go according to the Pasuk? We just said it's because of the Tzedukim.
It was about the Tzedukim. I mean, all the other tefillahs also, there was Refa'enu and Re'evan, but why did they set up? Like, so we said 18 because that corresponds to the 18 Hashems, so they want to add on another one. So it should be somewhat corresponding to that tefillah. And the quote, Rav Tanchum, Rav Yishev and Levi, can I get Chulia Ketana Sheba Shedra, the small little bone at the bottom of the Shedra. How many vertebrae in the spine? At the Tucker 19? I think there's 18 main ones maybe, but I think there's like 5 at the bottom, right? I don't know.
5 cervical and then the 18 top.
So there's 18 total?
There's 5 cervical, 12 thoracic, and then...
12 thoracic and 8...
There's more than 18.
Right, that's what I'm saying, there's 5, that's what I thought. I thought it was like 18 main, and then there's a bunch at the bottom. So I wonder why...
Where you hold
the... Cancer's a vertebrae. Yeah, okay, hold the vertebrae.
Maybe cervical, maybe neck.
Right.
So thoracic.
So, but once we're starting counting the bottom ones... Then it's funny that they only count the first one.
I don't know.
All right. Tan Rabbanan Shimon HaPikoili. Shimon the Pikoili was his deer, set up the 18 brachas, Yurches brachas, Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, Al HaSeder B'Yavne. He was the one who organized them all. So they were apparently instituted by the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. Shimon HaPikoili was Mesader them. Bikoili was because that was, it wasn't his last name, they didn't have last names back then, but the Bikoili meant that he was the one who used to sell bundles of cotton, balls of cotton. So he was the one who set up the 18 brachas, he was Mesader them in Yavne. So first goes Atachoinin, and then he went through Hashivenu, Slachlanu, he was the one who was Mesader them. Amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel l'chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel then asked the Chachamim, Klum yesh adam sheyedeh l'sakin birchas ha-tzedukim, is there anybody who knows how to be Mesakin a bracha against the Tzedukim? Amad Shmuel ha-katan, Shmuel ha-katan got up, v'tikna, and he was Mesakin it. Lishona Acheres, the next year they forgot it. Shakra, they forgot it. Vehishkivba, he was in the middle of davening, and he forgot it. So Vehishkivba, they waited for him. Rashi says it means they waited. Shtayim v'shalosh, shalosh, 2-3 hours. V'loi he'eluhu, and it did not, v'loi he'eluhu, they did not remove him. They waited, the entire tzibur davened there, and they were all standing there waiting while he tried to figure it out again. You can imagine it's uncomfortable. Sometimes you're sitting there with the guy's trying to blow the shofar, and it's just not going, and everybody's just waiting and waiting. So they waited 2-3 hours while Shmuel was standing there, davening for the Amud, trying to remember the words. It's probably a pretty uncomfortable situation. The Gemara comments on the fact that they didn't remove him, but I just want to point out again that it wasn't simple to be Mesakin. All these brachas that we have in the Shemoneh Esrei. They say that anything that was they filtered it down into the most simple language, so it should be understood by everybody on every level. But every level is indeed in those tefillos. So even though it is true that one is able to, let's say, a person has a super important math test later that day. So you should say the regular words, and then afterwards you want to put your own tefillah in, that's fine. Hashem, I really need help on this math test. But you should know that already everything was inculcated in the first brachas that you were saying. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So the question is, Gemara, Amai lo helu? Why didn't they remove him from his post as being chazan in middle of the davening? If a person makes a mistake in middle of any of the brachas, ein ma'alan I say, we do not remove him. However, bebirkas at tzedukim, if he makes a mistake in birkas at tzedukim, ma'alan I say, we remove him. Why? Because chayishin and shema minhu, we are chayishin, that perhaps he really is a heretic, and therefore he's skipping the brachas against heretics. Now, this is very interesting. This guy is a heretic, so he doesn't really believe in Hashem. Yet, he's scared to daven on the off chance that there is a Hashem, I guess. What's the big deal? If you don't believe in Hashem, so just say V'lam al-Shinim. Teretz is, there is the off chance. You know, I don't need to go ahead and mess with him if he is there, but that's otherwise, why wouldn't he say it? So the Gemara's question, though, is why didn't they fire Shmuel? The Gemara answers, Shaini Shmuel HaKatan De'ihu Tikna, because he was the one who was misaking the Ihu Tikna. He was the one who was misaking the bracha, and therefore they were not going to accuse him or suspect him of being a heretic. The Gemara says, why? That was last year. Maybe in the interim year he went off the derech. V'neichesh dilma hadarbe. Maybe he was chayzer. Amar by a gemir, we have a tradition that tava loy havibisha. A good guy doesn't become a bad guy. Where is this, really? V'loy? V'haksiv v'shuv tzadik mitzid kasei. V'asa, when a tzadik goes ahead, v'asa avel. When a tzadik is chayzer from his tzidkus, and he does an avel, he does a sin. The Gemara says, Hahu Rasha me ikara. That person was really a Rasha. And then he became a tzaddik, and then that type of person can go off. But somebody who was brought up a tzaddik, aval tzaddik me ikara loy. A guy who's always a tzaddik, he is not going to go off. The Gemara says v'loy. We have a mission not like that in Avos, but nan al tamid ba'atzmacha ad yoyim ha'yischa. Do not trust in oneself until the day of one's death. Shahar Yochanan Kain Gadol Shimish Bekuhna Gedele Shmainim Shana. Yochanan the Kain Gadol was a Kain Gadol for 80 years, and he lived safe and as a tzeduki, and he ended up being a tzeduki. Amar Abaya, Hu Yanai Hu Yochanan. Abaya says, guess what? It's true he served for 80 years, but he started off as a different person, Hu Yanai Hu Yochanan, and he was Yanai originally, who was a Rasha. Then he became a tzaddik. He served for 80 years. I was just by a speech by somebody who, because of the Gemara, I won't say who it is, but Lamai said the guy's an amazing, unbelievable person. And he was saying, it was a Rebbe. He was saying, I'm in yeshiva for 39 years, but I'm a lot older than 39. And he started giving a history about himself that blows one's mind. So, okay, he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, but he says Abaya, he was older than 80, far older than 80. He used to be Yanai the Rasha, which is amazing because to be a Kohen Gadol, you can imagine you'd have to be, you know, more than that when he was like 20. If he was 80 years old, if he served 80 years as a Kohen Gadol, let's imagine he became Kohen Gadol when he was 20, the earliest. So that means he was already 100. Now we have to tack on that he was Yanai first for how many years? Pretty amazing. Rava Amar, no, Yanai Luchod, Yechanan Luchod. There's taka two different people. Yanai was the Rasha, Yechanan was the Tzaddik. He was a Rasha Meikar, a Yechanan Tzaddik Meikar. Yechanan was a Tzaddik from the beginning of his life. And nevertheless, Tzaddikim themselves can go off the Derech. So Hanichal Abaye. So it's good according to Abaye why they did not remove Shmuel. Because since Shmuel was brought up as a Tzaddik, he's not going off. Elul Rava, but according to Rava, that even a tzaddik can at the end of his life go off. Why did they not remove Shmuel when he wasn't able to reformulate the bracha of the tzedukim? We should suspect him of being a tzeduki. So Kasha, Amalecha Rava, tzaddik meikara nami dilma. I'm sorry, it's one question. Elul Rava Kasha. Perhaps he was chayzer. So why did they not remove Shmuel? The Gemara says, "Shiny Shmuel akatan de ischel bay." Shmuel akatan started it. He was like, and he couldn't finish it. So the Amar of Yehuda Amarav, this v'itamer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this that they say remove a min if it remove a person from the Amar if he doesn't start v'lam al shinim. So loyshanu ela shelo hischelba. That's only if he doesn't start it at all. Aval hischelba, but if he starts it, then we can say gomra. Then we let him finish. So this that we remove him and suspect him of being a heretic is only if he doesn't start it at all. He finishes the previous bracha and he just pauses there or he skips it. So then we say, an undercover min. However, and we remove him from his post promptly. However, Shmuel, who started, he just couldn't finish it. We have no problem.
Then you got Teska's kosher. We didn't talk about that. We're supposed to judge people that they're...
Yeah, but it's always... That's a great question. That's a great question, but it's only where we don't have things going against him. In other words, if you see somebody eating a McDonald's, you don't have to go ahead and say, oh, maybe he has diabetes, or there's a person sitting across the street from him with a gun. You're allowed to look at something and say, well, 98% of the time, of the chances are that he's just stum eating cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. But we're not supposed to think he's a tshuva.
During when? We could remove him. Maybe a year later if you want to get his kids into school.
Why would I think he's
in the middle of it right now. He's standing at the Amud and not finishing.
He's always doing it every year. It's the first year. Why would I suspect him?
I'm not sure I understand the question. He's right now sinning. So should we remove him right now?
You suspect he's sinning. You don't know.
Right. So what, remove him? We're not going to kill him.
What about Acher? Why don't they talk about him?
What does Acher have to do with it?
He also went from good to bad.
So?
So are we going to suspect him too?
Acher the Tana?
Yeah.
Well, say, why don't we bring up him?
Yeah.
It's a raya?
Yeah.
That people can go off?
Yeah.
Hey, who says he was good to start? Do you know that he was good to start? Over here, the only reason they brought Yochanan was because they said 8 years. So they had our cheshbon. Abaya's mechadish to you that he was really 120 years old. That's a chiddush. But Acher, maybe Hitako was he was a kid who was totally off. That's a valid question, though. Okay, now on Shabbos we only have 7 brachas. We have the first 3, the last 3, and 1 in the middle. Hani shevet the Shabbos are connected me. These seven that we daven on Shabbos. Who do they correspond to? Amar Rav Chalafta ben Shaul connected Shiva Koilois. The 7 Koilois Amar David al Hamayim that David Hamelech said on Mizmar Kol Hashem al Hamayim. This is a Mizmar Kapitel Chav Tes. It's called 7 times there. Okay, again, I'm not sure why it corresponds. And
why not keep the same Shimon Esra and just add...
Excellent question. So Chazal did not want to make it, they didn't want to make you tircha. Because Shabbos, they wanted you to rest. That's why, though, the halacha is that if a person does say atachon and he's got to finish it off. Because he's got to... It's your own prerogative if you don't want to rest. I'm saying, it's not like you can't say it. Hani Teisha the Rosh Hashanah. 9 on Rosh Hashanah. We say 9 because we add in Malchus, Zechernus, and Shepherds. Keneged me, Amr of Yitzchak, Demin Kartignin. Keneged Tisha as corresponding to the 9 names of Hashem. Sha Amr Chana betfila, so that Chana said in her tefila. The Amr Mai Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida Sara Rachel the Chana. On Rosh Hashanah, Sara Rachel and Chana were remembered. Hani Esrim Va'arba the Tainisa. On a Tainis, we say 24. Now we don't have this practice anymore. But Keneged me, Amr of Chelba, Keneged Chav Dalad Renonis, the 24 words of tefila. That Shlomo HaMelech said, "Shamar Shlomo b'shasha hichnis aron lebeis kodesh kodashim." On the time that that Shlomo HaMelech brought the aron into the kodesh hakodashim. Ihachi, if so, says the Gemara, "Kol yoyim nami nimrinhu." So we should say this every day. Why shouldn't we say these every day? And the Gemara says, "Emos amrinhu Shlomo v'yoyim derachmi." Shlomo only said it on a day that they desperately needed mercy, because the gates did not open on the days that Shlomo Melech wanted to go in and bring the stuff into the Kodesh HaKodashim. The gates were closed, so Shlomo had to beg that the gates open. So ananami, we also v'yoyim derachmi amri lehu. We only say it on a day that needs special mercy. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Ma'ein Shemana Esrei. Now back to the Mishnah. The Mizamachlekas of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says you say a full Shemana Esrei every day, and Rabbi Yeshua says a part of Shemoneh Esrei, in other words, a main Shemoneh, something that light that's like a full Shemoneh Esrei. It's basically one big bracha that addresses all 18 concerns. And it goes like this: My main Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha U'Bracha. Rav says it is a bracha, one bracha, that addresses all 18 concerns of the 18 brachas. And what is that? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel explains it. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'da'as. Help us, Hashem, know things. L'da'as Darkecha. U'molos L'vavenu L'yorasecha. And take the, you know, mol, like in Amila, take off our, from our hearts, L'yorasecha, to have fear from you. V'tislach lanu L'hiyos, and then forgive us, L'hiyos Gulim. To have Gaal Yisrael, Geula, by the way, does not mean the eventual Geula. It means right now our Geula from any problem that we're having. V'rechaknu mimach oyveinu, and distance us from pain. V'dishneinu b'na'avas artzecha. That first one was from Rufa'enu, and v'dishneinu b'na'avas artzecha borech aleinu, and we should be fed and from the fats of your land. V'nufutzeinu mi'arba tekabetz. And you should gather us from the four corners of the land. V'ahatoyim al da'atecha yishpitu. Those that either are straying, they're not sinning. They should be judged. They are sinning. They should be judged. V'al rishayim tanuf yadecha. On the rishayim, you should wave your hands. V'yismichu tzadikim bebinyan irecha ubetikon hechalecha ubetzmichas kerin leDavid avdecha. That's a semach uvarichas ner leben yishayim mishichecha terem nikra. Before we even call out atasana, you answer that shemayat tefila. Baruch atah Hashem shemayat tefila. However, Layat Allah Abaya, Aman Damasli Havinenu, Abaya cursed those who goes ahead and takes the easy route out. And Davin Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, there are definitely some people who Davin Havinenu nowadays, because I see people Davining Shemoneh Esrei, and by the time the Chazan is up to his second Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham, they're already taking their three steps back. So definitely some people say Havinenu. But there's Layat Abaya on such people, because You shouldn't take the easy road out. You should go ahead and say the full thing. Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu Chutz Mimoytzoi Shabbos Mimoytzoi Yom Tov. However, Shmuel argues, and Nachman, Amar Shmuel argues. He says, no, the entire year you are allowed to daven Havinenu except on Moytzoi Shabbos and Moytzoi Yom Tov, because of those times Mivnei Shetzarich Lemer Havdala B'Chayin Nadas. Because anyways, you have to say Chayin Nadas in the full way and say. Therefore, you have to say the full Atachoinin. Ma'askif l'rabba bar Shmuel, v'nemer bracha revius b'fnei atzma. Why don't we say Havinenu, and then say Atachoin Antanu as another bracha? Why do you have to say the whole thing? Milay t'nan Rabbi Akiva, amr bracha revius b'fnei atzma. Do we not say that anyways Rabbi Akiva holds Atachoin Antanu is a separate bracha? Rabbi Lazar, amr b'haydan. Rabbi Lazar says that you say it during Maidim. The Gemara says, well, because the rest of the year you don't use it as a separate bracha. During the rest of the year, when you want to say, in other words, during the rest of the year, meaning a regular person davening a regular Shemoneh Esrei, does he make a bracha, a fourth bracha, special for Atochein Antanu? No. So, Kol Hashana Kula, my time of life, Dinin Krabi Akiva. Why the rest of the year do we not Paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Because we want specifically 18 brachas, not 19. Tamni Yisrei Tikun, Tishri Loi Tikun. Because they enacted 18, Tamni Yisrei is 18, Tikun, they were Masakin, Tishri, 19, Loi Tikun. They did not enact. So therefore, Hakanami, Sheva Tikun, so too, if you daven Havinenu, so they're only supposed to say 7 and not 8. Tamni Loi Tikun. You could elongate each bracha, but you cannot add on to an extra bracha. Yes? What do you mean, shorten? It's not going to help to shorten it. You're still going to need to say another bracha. Because either you say, the Gemara is saying that you have two formulas to daven Shemoneh Esrei, either the full 18 or just Havinenu. But you can't add, the Gemara at this point is asking, why don't we say Havinenu and then another bracha called Atochein Antanu? And this way, you'll say, but the Gemara says that you can't do that, because then there's 8 brachas. But
you can't just put in
Tommy. Oh, that's excellent question. Mamash, excellent question. You might have to the Gemara. Ma'askiv la mersucha v'nichla la michlal havinenu Hashem elokeinu hamavdil ben kadosh l'chol. And the Gemara says, Kasha. You're right. It's a bomb Kasha. Yes, the Kasha. You got the Gemara. Why don't you just add it into havinenu and put his extra words in hamavdil ben kadosh l'chol? The Gemara says, indeed, that is a question. Omer Abibi Barabaya, Kalashana kulu mispal odam havinenu chutz mimoysa gishamim. The entire year, a person is able to daven Havinenu, except during the winter. because he's got to ask for rain during Birkas, during so all these Amarim argue on Abaye. Abaye wasn't appreciative of it, but all these Amarim agreed to him. So because you have to say v'sein talu matel avracha, we have to ask for rain, and that is not part of the Havineinu Tefillah. Questions the Gemara again. Maskev la marzutcha v'nichlel la mechlal v'deshneinu ben avas artzecha v'sein talu matel. Add in those words. The Gemara says, "Osi la'atrude." You might come to, once you have a bracha and you add in some words in the middle, you might come to make a mistake. The Gemara says, "Ihachi havdala b'chayin hadas nami osi la'atrude." You see, during Baruch Aleinu, we also added in, but it's one concept. The whole bracha is one concept. Baruch Aleinu, so you can add in the same talamater. Over here, where it's 18 concepts in one bracha, and you have to add in one right in the middle, you're going to come to get messed up. Says the Gemara, so then that's the answer for why did you leave off with a kasha to his question. Just say, because you might come to mess up. I'm sorry. I apologize. The Gemara is asking on a regular Motzei Shabbos. How do you add in Havdalah to Chayin and Adas? You also might come to mess it up. The Gemara says, Amri Hasam came in the Aisir Betchilas Tzalusa, since it's coming at the beginning of the davening, Loi Matrid. It's not going to mess you up. Hacha over here, because it's right in the middle, smack in the middle, came in the Aisir Be'emtsa Tzalusa Matrid. But if that's the answer, then I don't understand why is on a regular davening of V'Sein Talumata, why isn't that? That comes in the right in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. So originally I said because it's all the same concept. But then, if that was true, so then what's the Gemara's question by Echanin Hadoas? All right, Sarachian. Not sure why you can't say it. Maskev Taravashi, the name of Shemei Tfila. Stick it into Shemei Tfila. The Amr of Tanchum Amr of Asi, Ta'avaloi Hizker Gvuras Kishama Betchias Amesim. If a person forgets to mention Gvuras Kishama Mashav Arocham Erdegashem in the middle of the Bracha Mechai Amesim, so we make him go back. However, if he forgets she'ela b'berkas Hashanah, if he forgets to ask for rain during the bracha of Baruch Aleinu by saying v'sein telematar, ein machzir nesay, we do not make him go back. Mipnei she'yachol lo'aymer b'shemei atfila, because you're able to say it during Shemei Atfila. V'havdala b'chayin adas ein machzir nesay. And if a person forgets atachon antanu, we do not make him go back. Mipnei she'yachol lo'aymer ala kais, because he's able to say havdala on the kais. So the Gemara says, that's b'di'evet. Ta'a, shiny. That's b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if a person forgets v'sein talimata, then we let him say it in Shemei Tefillah. But we're not l'chatchila going to be misakin it during Shemei Tefillah. Sometimes when I'm davening, I'm not sure. So sometimes, you know, did I say it? Didn't I say it? So it's like, for the first like 2 weeks after you start saying v'sein talimata, you put into Shemei Tefillah, and it's like, oh, v'sein talimata, just in case I forgot it. Let me see. Gvuras Kishamim. Gufa. Amar of Tanchum, Amar of Asi. Ta'af. If a person forgets, V'lo yizker Gvuras Kishamim, B'tchias Amesim, if he forgets to say Mashav Aruach, you gotta go back. Machzir and Isai. She'elo B'berikas Hashanah. If a person forgets to ask for She'elo, if he forgets to ask for rain during Baruch Aleinu, in other words, if he forgets to say V'sein Talamatar, Ein Machzir and Isai, we don't make him go back. Why? Because you're able to say it during Shemei Tefillah. If a person forgets to say Atochen Antano, Ein Machzir and Isai. Why? Because you're able to say it on a Kais Bracha. Meisvei, questions the Gemara. If a person makes a mistake, if he forgets to say Mashav Aruach, Machzir and Isai, we make him go back. She'ela, this is all a riot, by the way, that they didn't say Merid Hatol. Right to the straight Ashkenazim. She'ela b'birkas Hashanim. If he forgets to say She'ela by Birkas Hashanim, then Machzir and I say, we do make him go back. So questions Gemara, it sounds like we do make him go back. And if a person forgets to have Dalit, B'chayin and Adas, Ein Machzir and I say, M'pnei She'achal Emer Alakais, but we have a stira. In the first bryce, it says that you just say it in Shemei Tefillah. In the second bryce, it says you make him go back.
Well, why don't we say that all mistakes you make, you could say B'Shemei Tefillah?
Because Shemei Tefillah is a request. So if you forget a request, so then you could say it in Shemei Tefillah. But if Mashiv Aruch is not a request, it's just saying Hashem, you're great. That has to come in the first three. So if you miss it, you got to go back.
So you can only add a request in Shemei Tefillah.
Right, only add a request in Shemei Tefillah. I mean, you can add whatever you want, but you're not going to be Mekayim the Mashav Aruch that they instituted.
Why do we sing Abdullah twice in the Shemona Esrei and afterwards?
Excellent question. It was all based on institutions. They only instituted it once. Then Klal Yisrael got so poor that most people couldn't afford wine, so they put it into the tefillah. And then they got rich again, so they said, let's go back but to the original one of Ala Kais, but they weren't going to, once they instituted the tefillah, they didn't want to take it out. So the Gemara says, like Asha, ha b'yichud ha b'tzibur. This is, if a person is davening b'yichidos, then we make him go back. But if a person is davening b'tzibur, then he doesn't have to go back. B'tzibur, my time aloy, mishum, this Shama Mishnah, so you're saying, the Gemara says 1 second. So the first, there's two brises. One brise says you do go back, one brise says you don't go back. The Gemara says the Peshat in the brise that says you don't go back is because you're going to hear it, because it was B'tzibur. So who cares if you're B'tzibur, the Gemara says. My time Eloi Mishum Deshav Mishnah Tzibur, because then you could listen to the Shliach Tzibur when he reviews the Tefillah. The Gemara says, Ihachi, if so, if that's the reason, then why didn't the brise state it? Hi, the brise states because you could say it in Shemei Tefillah. Hi, Mipnei Shiachal Oimer B'Shemei Tefillah? Instead of saying, because you could say it in Shemaya Tefillah, say the real reason, which is that you're going to be able to listen to the Chaz and repeat the Shemaya Nesrei. Ella says the Gemara, no, you're right. The difference is not whether a person is davening b'yachidus or davening b'tzibur, and has nothing to do with listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Ella idi v'idi b'yachid. V'loi kasha. Ha de'idkar koidim Shemaya Tefillah. This brisa, which states that you can make it up during Shemaya Tefillah, is obviously talking about where you did not yet recite Shemaya Tefillah. Ha de'idkar basa Shemaya Tefillah. This second brisa, which says that you gotta go back, is talking about where you messed up after Shemaya Tefillah, and you remembered after Shemaya Tefillah, and therefore, at that point, you have to go back. If you did not yet finish the Shemaya Esrei, this is no gea for no gea right now, I'm saying. It's no gea for, we're supposed to be saying Baruch Aleinu. If a person forgets, he has to say it in Shemaya Tefillah, and if he forgets Shemaya Tefillah also, he's got to go back to Baruch Aleinu. And if he finishes the Tefillah, he's got to go back to the beginning. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I know there was one time when we were in yeshiva, somebody was davening for the Amud right before Pesach, and he said V'seim Bracha, and okay, so we made him go back, but I pointed out to him afterwards. I was the Mr. Pointer Outer, that you realize that half your tefillahs from back from Hanukkah time is probably not good, because if you're still saying it without thinking the same Bracha, that means most of the time you don't say V'seim Talamata. I was a good friend of his, so we didn't get into a fight over it. Om Rabbi Tanchum, Om Rabbi Asi, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ta'a, if a person makes a mistake, v'lo yizker shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoida, if a person makes a mistake and he forgets to say Rosh Chodesh, if he forgets to say Ya'alav Yavai in Ritzei, chayzer la'avoida, he's got to go back to Ritzei, nizkar be'ahai, they take out that line because Nizkar Bahida, Chozla Vaida. They take out that first line. Of course, you have to go back there. I'm saying you're still in Ritzei. So, Nizkar Bahida, if you remember during Maidim, Chozla Avaida. You go back to Ritzei. You have to take out that first Chozla Avaida. There's no point in it. Bisim Shalom, if a person remembers during in Sim Shalom, again, Chozla Avaida. He forgets to go back to Ritzei. Vim Sayim, but once he finishes his tefillah, Chozla Roish. He's got to go back to the beginning. Omar Papa Breda Rabbi Acha Bar Ada, Hada Amrina and Sayim, Chozla Roish. This that we say that if a person finishes it, Chozla Roish, he's got to go back to the beginning. Loi Amaran Ella Sha'oka Raglav. That is only if he took 3 steps back. Ava Loi Oka Raglav, but if he did not yet take 3 steps back, Chozla Avaida. He could still get by just going back to Ritzei. Amale, minalacha, how do you know this? Amale, me Abba Mori Shamili, va Abba Mori me Rav. I heard it from Abba Mori, and Abba Mori heard it from Rav. So we have a direct tradition from Rav. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, hada Amar an Akaraglav Chozul Roish. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said it slightly different. This that we say that if it was Akaraglav, that once you uproot your feet, you have to be Chozul, in other words, you start taking 3 steps back, you have to, and then you're like, oh man, Roish Chodesh. So then you have to go back to the beginning, loy amaran, that was only stated, ela she'enei rogel loy mertachanunim. That's only if in other words, this that we allow you to wait until you take 3 steps back, that's only if she'enei rogel loy mertachanunim. This that we say that if you're akaraglav, you have to go back to the beginning. That's only it's not normal for you to add on tachanunim. Like we say after our tefillah, we say alekai nitzor, and you can add on whatever you want. Like I heard from Chaim Kanievsky. Did I say this? Somebody asked from Chaim Kanievsky recently. He's davening for a shidduch. Where should he daven? Should he daven in Amuka or should he daven by Meiron? Which one is better? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky answered, you should daven in alekai nitzor. So we add on tefillas to the end. To the end of our Shemana Esrei. So that's this that we say that you have Hadamar and Akarak of Chayz Lorish is only if you generally don't say Tachanunim. Aval Raga Loimar Tachanunim Achar Tefilasay. But if you do say Tachanunim after the Tefila, then Chayz La Avayda. Then you have to go back to Avayda as soon as you finish Sim Shalom. Okay, we don't pass in like this. We pass in like the next line. Ikida Amri, there are those that say, Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Hada Amaran Kiloy Akaragla of Chazil Laveda. This that we say that if you still are standing in the same place before uprooting your feet, you have to go back to Ritzay. That's only Loy Amaran Elisha Ruggalim Ratachanunim. That's only if it's normal for you to say Elikai Netzor, Achet Filasa. Avalim Eni Ruggalim Ratachanunim, Achet Filasa. But if you don't usually say Tachanunim after the Tfila, then Chazil Laveda, you got to go back to the beginning as soon as you finish Sim Shalom. So we pass in like that. That if you finish Sim Shalom and then afterwards you usually take 3 steps back without saying anything more, then as soon as you say Sim Shalom, your tefillah is over, you got to go back to the beginning. But we who add on Elikai Netzor and things, whatever you want to say afterwards, so those that you're allowed to, you can go back there and say, Kolzman, you did not take 3 steps back. Maariv, you do not have to go back, that's correct.
Because it's a Rishus,
no, we're going to see why. That was just the way they were Keveyat. I mean, it has to do with, because generally they were Kaveya Rosh Chodesh by night. They weren't always Kaveya Rosh Chodesh by night, that's why. So, Rabbi Lazar Amar Ha'isa Tfila Say Keva, if somebody makes his Tfila a Keva, what does that mean? My Keva. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Varidi Amar of Aishia Kol Shet Tfila Say Doime Alav Kemasoi. Anybody who makes his Tfila, like he has to do it. It's like a Keva, it's something that must be done. Like, and therefore, I'm not doing it because I want to do it. I'm doing it because it's something I got to check off my list. Like, did I daven shachas? Oh, yes. And it's not something I look forward to, but it's something that I must do. So it's a keva. It's something that's got to be done. V'rabbanan amri, the rabbanan say, kol mi she'ena oimra b'loshen tachanunim. It means anybody who doesn't say it in a supplicatory manner. He just says it, and that's it. Not realizing that he's actually asking for his life every day. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tavayo, kol she'ena yochel l'chadish badavar. He's not able to say anything new. He doesn't. Everybody has their own personal tzurachim, and a person should ask for his own personal things. Amr of Zera, ana yechil ne l'chadushe b'milsa. I am able to be mechadish something. However, in mistapina dilma matridna. I'm scared that if I start davening for my own things, I'm not going to remember the shvila in the tefillas again. They did not have Sidurim back then. So he was scared. If he starts to daven about something else, he's going to get lost. So by the way, this shows that the Rabbanan hold that it's not good idea of just to say the same tefillas every day. But a person should add on to his tefillas. Again, this is an opinion in the Gemara. The Chatchila, we say that not, if a person has what to daven for, he could... But not necessarily should daven. Let's say atochenin. Should he say he needs help with the math test today? He could, but doesn't. It's not necessarily. You should. You could, and I know many people that do. But maybe it's also more kedai to say it during Shemayat Tefillah. Sometimes you could say it by both. But the davening should be a personal davening. That's what we do see from them. Whether a person is adding in it during each Tefillah or specifically by Shemayat Tefillah or at the end, a davening should be. It should be a personal tefillah. That's what it means. Kol she'ein la tefillas keva. The last opinion is kol she'ein mispadel im dimdum mecham. If they don't daven with the redness of the sun, so redness of the sun is when in the morning and in the evening. There's a mitzvah to hispal when the sun is red, both in the morning and in the evening. What is the pasuk says? Yeraucha im shemesh v'lefnei yereich dor dorim. Yeraucha, those who fear him, daven with the shemesh when the sun gets up, v'lefnei yereich, and before the moon, and they daven mincha before the moon. Laite ela b'marava. However, in the West, they did not like this practice of davening right before Shkia, aman dematzli im dim dumei chama, for those who daven when the sun is red in the evening, my time a dilma mitrafa le shaita, because if you always push off mincha to the last minute before Shkia, then who never knows, there's got to be sometimes that something will happen and that you'll miss mincha that day. Therefore, it's a better idea to daven mincha gedoyla and a mincha earlier in the day. That's what they held in the West, but in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Hamahalach b'makom sakana. If a person is going in a makom sakana, he should daven a short tefillah, mispalat tefillah ketzera. And he says, b'chol, part of that tefillah is b'chol parasha se'ibur. That's part of the tefillah. What does that mean? My parasha se'ibur. What does that mean? Hashem should save us b'parasha se'ibur. What does that mean? Amar Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, afilu b'shash atam ismala aleihem evra ke'isha ubara. Even if you are angry at them, you are full of anger at them, like a pregnant woman, just like a pregnant woman's belly is full, so too you're full of anger at them. Nevertheless, that's the lesson of Parsha Sa'ibur, even when you're full of anger at them, nevertheless, you call Sarachayim Lefonecha, nevertheless, all of their needs should be before you. A person who's going to sin, and he's on a highway, or he's going to sin, a person always needs Hashem's help, especially when he's doing something dangerous like being on a highway. We literally experience miracles every day when we get into our car and drive and arrive at our destination safely. And yet, Hashem will allow that to happen even if a person's on his way to sin. That's because of Bechol Parashah Se'ibur. Even when a person's going to sin, nevertheless, their needs should be in front of you. Iki de Amri, a different version, but same idea. Omar of Chista, Omar Mar Ukva, Afilu B'Shal Shehim Oivrim Al Divrei Torah, from the word Avera. Even if a person, at the time when a person is transgressing the words of the Torah, nevertheless, you called Sarachayim Lefanecha. Same idea, different word.
Meaning what?
No, that means that we should daven that even if a person is sinning, nevertheless, Hashem, don't forsake him. Sometimes, or even after the sin, sometimes a person sins. He said Lashon Hara, now he's like, oh man, he waits for the lightning to fall. He's hoping his kids get into school. All these, you know, and just because he spoke Lashon Hara, she says, Hashem, listen, we'll deal with it on Yom Kippur, but for now, I need my kids in school. So even when they're sinning in front of you, Hashem should still forgive them. Hashem, not forgive. Hashem should still do what they need. Tan Rabbanan, Amahalech b'makam gedudei chaya v'listim. If a person is going in an area of gedudei chaya v'listim, of a place of wild animals and listim, mispalal, he should, robbers, mispalal tefillah ketzera. He should go ahead and daven this short tefillah. What is the short tefillah? Ve'ezuhi tefillah ketzera. Couple versions of it. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Asay Ritzoin Chabashemayim Mima'al, Hashem, do your will above in the sky. V'tein Nachas Ruach Li'Yirecha Mitachas, and do make those who fear you happy down here. V'hatoiv Be'enecha, also do what's good in your eyes. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. And again, because whatever Hashem does up there is eventually reflected down here. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shemeh Shama Shava'as Amcha Yisrael, he who listens to the cry of Kal Yisrael, V'asay Mehira Bakashasam, please do quickly their requests. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. A third version, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shema Tza'akas Amcha Yisrael, listen to the cry of Kal Yisrael, V'asay Mehira Bakashasam, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. A fourth one, Acherim Omer, Tzorchei Amcha Yisrael Merubim, the needs of your Kal Yisrael are great. V'daitim Ketzera, and they have short fuses, short knowledge, meaning panicking. Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetitein l'chol echad ve'echad k'dei parnasasai. It should be your will, Hashem, that you give all of them their needs, their how much they need to survive. L'chol gviya gviya, and for each person day machsera, bara, what he needs also, what he's missing. Baruch atah Hashem shemea tefila. And Amar Avuna halacha k'achein, the halacha accords with this fourth version. Amalei Eliyahu l'Rabbi Yehuda, Eliyahu, it comes up every now and then, says to Rabbi Yehuda, Achva de Rabbi Sala Chasida, the brother of Rabbi Sala Chasida, Loi sirtach v'loi sachati. Don't get angry and don't sin. Meaning, a lot of times anger causes sin. We don't know what we say when we're angry. We don't have control of what we do when we're angry. And therefore, control your anger and then it will control your sin. V'loi sarvi, and don't get drunk, v'loi sachati. A lot of times when we're drunk, we lose control. Basically, keep control of your mind and that will help you not sin. U'kusha'ata yoytzi l'derech, and when you go on the way, himlach b'kainecha, ask your maker, your master. V'tzei. What does that mean, ask your maker, ask your master? My himlech bekanecha, what does it mean, ask? Himlech means inquire with. Bekanecha, what does that mean, vitzei, amar and go out? Amar of Yaakov, amar of Chista, zu tefillah sederech. Person should say tefillah sederech. Whoever goes on the way must say tefillah sederech. My tefillah sederech, what is it? He rots him of anach Hashem alakenu shetelichenu l'shalom. He should take us there in peace. V'tzatzidenu l'shalom v'tzatzibachenu l'shalom. And support us in peace. V'tzatzilenu and protect us mikaf kol oyev from any enemy v'oyrev and trapper person. V'derech v'sishlach bracha and he should send a bracha b'mayis sayodai. This is, he said it all in singular version. And give me chen chesed and mercy in the eyes of everybody, in your eyes and in the eyes of everybody. Baruch atah Hashem shomei tefila. And Abaya changes it to the nusach that we have nowadays. Omar Abaya, la'olam lishatef inish nafshei b'hadei tzibur. A person should always put himself in with the tzibur. Hechi neima, how should he say it? Yiratzim afanech Hashem elokeinu shetel lecheinu l'shalom. And change everything to the plural. When should he say Tefillah Sederech? Amos Matzli, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda. By the way, all these sukkahs are very, you know, they're huge. I'm saying they basically, all these sukkahs, this is where it says Tefillah Sederech in Chas. And because of this, there's, you know, 100 Rishayim, and then there's 100, and there's the Shulchan Aruch, and there's the Magen Avraham, and they all discuss making tiny diukim in these Gemara. When you say it, and so this is the sugya of Tefillah Sederech. Amos Matzli, when you say it, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, Misha Shem Mahalach Bederech, at a time that a person is going on the way. Ad kama, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chista, ad parsa. Until a parsa. What does ad parsa mean? It means, a parsa is about a 72-minute trip. So, it's ad parsa, according to Rashi, Rashi starts off by saying, only in the first parsa are you supposed to say it, but not afterwards. And there's another version from the Bahag, the Gemara means, until when are you chayiv to say Tefillah Sederech, meaning, what's the shortest amount of trip that you're chayiv to say it on? If you're traveling home, you don't need to say Tefillah Sederech. Sfaradim are much more machmer on Tefillah Sederech and Hagoyimel than Ashkenazim. They can go from like Ramot to Yerushalayim and they'll say it, which is very annoying for those who are in the minyan with them. But if you have Ashkenazim say Tefillah Sederech specifically if they're traveling outside of a city for a parasa, which is how long it would take to walk 72 minutes.
He says here a parasa is equivalent to 12,000 to 16,000 feet.
Right. Yeah, because it's 4 mil. And a mil we say is 18. Right. But it has to be outside. It has to be outside of the city. So if you travel from the south side of Chicago all the way up to Schaumburg or wherever, in the far out northwest suburbs, you still don't have to say it. Because you're the entire time in city. As an aside, the Poskim say that the best time to say it when you're flying is when you're on the runway. On the ground. When it's ready going down fast, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I personally don't really understand that because they say right before you're on the runway, let's say you're tired and you want to go to sleep. What happens if you're on a drive and you're a parsa out of the city and your carriage stops? You have to be going. You don't have to be going. I'm already in the place that I'm allowed to say Tefillah Sederech. So if they're allowing me to say it right before, then if they're allowing me to say while the plane is taxiing, I think the real reason why they say that is because really you're not supposed to say it because you're still inside the city. The airport is usually in the city. But since that's the most dangerous part of the flight, so therefore they say wait until that part of the flight comes up. But so it's not really the best time to say it because you're still in the city environs. Right, since it's the most dangerous part, they say it then. But if the svara was that you already started your trip, let's say the airport is, let's say you pass between here and O'Hare, you pass. I don't think there is an area of open ground a mil of open ground. But if there was, then I would say you could say it then already. And once you could say it then you may as well say it any time in the airport, even when you're in the airport, even forget before you're on the plane. You're right now traveling. All right. The Hechim, in the end of the day, Halacha L'maisa, stick with their psak for saying it while the plane takes off, but if you're really tired, you could say it on the plane. The Hechim Matzli, and you're planning on sleeping before the plane takes off. The Hechim Matzila, how do you... The Hechim Matzila, how is one supposed to say this tefillah? In what format? Rav Chista Amar Mu'umid, standing. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalach, even while you are going. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes have a Ka'azli Ba'orcha. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were taking a trip together. They were at Ka'azli, they were going Ba'orcha on the way. Come Rav Chista, Ve'kamasli. Rav Chista stood up and started to say that, and he started to daven. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'shamei. Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, Rav Sheshes himself was blind. Ma'ika Ovid, Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing? Amalei Koi Umasli. He stood up and he's davening. Amalei Ukman Nami Litidi. Stand me up also, Ba'atli, and I will also say it, even though I personally hold you don't need to stand up. But he always toiv, I'll take a ra. If somebody's doing good, he don't want to be called the bad one. My next trip, I won't stand. But now that I'm with Rav Chista, and Rav Chista standing, I may as well join in with him.